Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Here we go. Thanks for sending in jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We got a joke today from Howard Brenneman and Susan Marseille and Terry Ryder in Davenport, Iowa, and Andrea Pratt in Mooresville, and Terry in Downers Grove, and constant listener Linda in Portage, Indiana. Lori Jensen, we got your joke. Roxanne in Windsor, Wisconsin. Gary Gaddini in Rolling Meadows. Bill Walsh in Mokena. Brian Johnson sent a joke for his mom, Kay. Hi, Kay. Kay said, I wish you would just say the joke on the radio. Why do Vikings have barcodes on their ships so they can Scandinavian? We've done that one before, but isn't that a fun joke? I went to the doctor and told him my legs keep making noises like a cow. He said I have a calf injury. You hear the cereal news today? The Lucky Charms, Elf, Captain Crunch, Count Chocula were all poisoned last night. Looks like the work of a serial killer. My doctor said due to my dyslexia, I will never write poetry, but so far, I've made two lovely pots in a vase. A comedian, a lawyer, a warrior, and an international hero walk into a bar. Bartender says, whatever you want, Mr. Zelensky.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a hard-of-hearing older man, and John Williams will star as his friend.
I just got a new hearing aid. It's the best, state of the art.
Great. What kind is it?
230.
If we've learned one thing from Facebook, it's this. Many of you are not ready for the spelling bee. To the man who flipped me off when I honked at you yesterday, your phone probably isn't on top of your car anymore. I sent my wife flowers once, and her office started an office pool trying to guess what I did wrong. My wife just phoned me to say three girls in her office received flowers, and they're gorgeous. And I said, well, that's probably why they got the flowers.
John, you look stressed.
I am. It's the stress. How did the hacker get away from police? He ransomware. Dave, I woke up last night. Dave, I woke up last night to find the ghost of Gloria Gaynor standing at the foot of my bed.
Were you frightened?
Well, Dave. At first, I was afraid.